plain cutting or oblique cutting. A cook specialised in Chinese cuisine knows it too well that even the slightest change in cutting may directly result in a total difference in the feeling on the tongue or the teeth. Chinese food can neither be judged simply according to the degree of heat used to cook. Yangzhou was one of the most important stops on the Beijing to Hangzhou Grand Canal, which brought the city a cultural charm, integrating the north with the south. The question is whether our guests will accept the menu, because Huaiyang cuisine focuses on broths, whilst we tend to retain the original taste and flavour of the ingredients. As an internationally renowned Chinese cuisine chef, Zhu Chenglong returned to his hometown of Yangzhou at the invitation of the Huaiyang Cuisine Museum. Hundreds of years ago, when Yangzhou was the hub of the salt trade in China, many merchants moved here to earn a fortune by trading salt. They bought from their hometowns local cooks, foods and flavour. It created the neutral taste of Huaiyang dishes, mild and pleasant, acceptable to both the northerners and the southerners. Salt traders were rich, but they never had a place in politics, so they devoted themselves to comparing their gardeners and chefs. The influence of it can still be tasted from certain types of haute cuisine today. If you want to shred lactone tofu, which is extremely tender and vulnerable, into the size of a piece of hair, it's not only a challenge towards the coordination of hands, eyes and knife, but also the integration of skill and mind. And that's exactly what we're going to need to prepare wunsi tofu. When you're cutting, your knife should keep up the pace of the receding forefinger of your other hand, which is holding the tofu.